We're doing the Ein Yaakov. We're up to page Tzadi Beis in the standard editions, which is Daf Nun Zayin in the Gemara. Yud Dvarim, 10 things. We're one line from the bottom. Machzirin tachole lecholyo, cause an ill person to return to his illness. Vecholyo kashe, and then gets worse. His condition worsens. Eluhen, the following 10 things are harmful to a person who is ill. Ha'ochel besar sho, someone who eats ox meat or cow's meat. Basar shamen, basar tzli, fat meat, roasted meat. Basar tziporim, bird's meat. Ubeitzat tzluya, and a roasted egg. Vitiglachat, and shaving himself or taking a haircut. If he shaves himself, that's harmful. Vishachalim. I don't know exactly what shachalim are. It's a type of vegetable. A dry, hot type of vegetable. Vachalav and milk, vagvina and cheese, vamerchatz. You're going to take to the bathhouse to take a serious shower or bath. Vyeshumim afegozim. And some say nuts. I don't know if egozim are walnuts. There's some type of nuts. And others say also some type of vegetable. I don't know if kishuim or gourd or cucumbers or some kind of vegetable from that family. Now that we started discussing kishuim, we bring a braisa. Lama nikra shman kishuim? Why are they called kishuim? Which in modern Hebrew, kishuim are that green thing, not a cucumber, but what's it called? Peace. What? Peace. No, it looks like a cucumber, but it's a lighter green. What's it called? Kishuim. Squash. Maybe squash. Lama nikra shman kishuim? Why are they called kishuim? Mipnei shem kashim laguf kecharavot. Because they're difficult for the body, like as though we were being cut by swords. Eini vaktiv yomar shem la'ash neguim bevitnech. Is that really so, that kishuim are difficult for our health? But we have the following derivation. It says that when Rebecca, when Rivka had Yaakov and Esav in her stomach, so the Hashem said to her, you have two great nations in your stomach. And we have a tradition, atiki goyim elageim, that it means you have two people who will be very wealthy will come out of your two children. ואמר ביהודה אמרה ואלו אנטונינוס ורבי איש לא פסק משולחנם לא צנון ולא חזרת ולא קישואין. And Rav Yehuda says in the name of Rav, that's Antoninus, who was head of the Romans, and Rebbe, who was head of the Jews, and they lived in the same generation, and they were both extraordinarily wealthy, that in those days, when they didn't have refrigeration, they both had all kinds of unique vegetables, including kishuim, that always adorned their table, and it was never missing. Lo bimot hachama ve lo bimot hagshamim. Doesn't matter rain or shine, summer or winter, they had these vegetables. So it seems to indicate that these vegetables, including kishuim, are good vegetables. Lo kasha abirav revi abizutres. The Gemara says it depends if they're big or they're small. So which one's healthy? Rashi says the small ones are healthy, the big ones are not healthy. Tanu rabanan, mit babayit, shalom babayit. Our sages say, if someone passed away in the house, that's a sign of peace in the house. Achal v'shata b'bayit, siman yafeh l'bayit. If he ate and drank in the house before he passed away, that's a good sign for the house. Natal kli min habayit, siman ra l'bayit. But if he, when he gets buried, he takes with him something that was from the home, that's a bad sign. That when he was buried, he took something with from the home with him to be buried. Tigmar Rav Papa b'misana v'sandala. Rav Papa said that the interpretation is if when he was buried he took with him other people's shoes or sandals, so that's a sign that they're headed after him. That if he was buried wearing someone else's shoes or something, so if he took that from the home, that's an indication that he was he's dragging other people with him. Kol deshakel shichva ma'ale ba mimesana v'sandala. Anything that the deceased takes with him is good, other than shoes. V'chol deyav shichva ma'ale bar me'afra v'chaldala. And anything that the deceased leaves behind, is also good, except for earth and chardal, which maybe is mustard. So that's an indication that when he leaves behind, if he leaves behind some dirt for someone or some mustard, that's like a sign that you're coming after me. You need dirt. Tanu Rabbanan, Harei Markuli Somer Borshen Tanu Chapaim Lovrei Rutzono. If someone sees the idol of Markulis, so then he makes a blessing. He says, blessed is the one that has patience with those who transgress his will. What if one sees Makom Shenekra Mimeno Avodat Kochavim, a place that idol worship was uprooted from? Omer Baruch Shaka Avodat Kochavim Me'Altzeinu, he makes a blessing to God who uprooted idol worship from our land. And he continues and says, Uch Hashem Shaka Min HaMakom Hazeh, and just as the idol worship was uprooted from here, Kach Yakom Mikol Mekomot Yisrael, so too it should be uprooted from all over Israel. Vashev levovdehen leovdecha, and make those who sinned, who went the pagan ways, make them repent, let them return to your service, Hashem. Meaning, we're not asking for them to be uprooted, we're asking for the houses of worship to be uprooted, and they should repent. Uvechutz el haaretz en tzich lomar, vashev levovdehen leovdecha, mnei sheruban ovdei kochavim. In Chutz La'aretz, being that the majority are not Jews, so it's not our business what they do. You don't have to say the prayer that they should repent. That's up to them. We pray for our people if they're in error, if they're going down the wrong path. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar omer, af bechutz la'aretz tzich lomar ken. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, even in Chutz La'aretz, you should say that prayer that they should repent as well. Because everyone in Chutz La'aretz, even the non-Jews, are future converts. Ultimately, they will come back. As the Prophet says, ultimately, they will all have clarity. And being that they will all have clarity, so there's good reason to pray for it to happen sooner. So even in Chutz La'aretz, it's not a prayer for naught. It's not as though God says, I've given you the Torah and them, well, it's their job to follow the Noahide laws, it's not your business, but rather, no. We do pray that they should return to the service of Hashem sooner, because ultimately that's what's going to happen anyways. The Rash Rav Amnuna taught, HaRoeh Bavel Arshah Tzich Levrech Chamesh Brachot. When one sees the wicked Babylon, he makes five blessings. Ra'ah Bavel Omer Boruch Shechiv Bavel Arshah. When he sees Babylon itself, he makes a blessing. Blessed is the one who destroyed the wicked Babylon. Rabbi Toshin Nebuchadnezzar, when he sees the house of the king Nebuchadnezzar, the wicked Nebuchadnezzar, who tried to get all the Jews to sin, who destroyed our temple, who murdered thousands. So one makes a blessing. Baruch Shechiv Betoshin Nebuchadnezzar HaRasha. Blessed is the one that destroyed the house of the wicked Nebuchadnezzar. Ra'agov Shel Arayot Kivshan HaEsh. If a person sees the lion's den where they threw Daniel, or he sees that furnace where they threw Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, and they walked out alive. Omer, then he makes a blessing. Blessed is he who made miracles for our forefathers in this place, because this was a miracle for the leaders of Israel who represent all of Israel. Ra'a Markulis, when he sees the idol of Markulis in Babylon, he says, Baruch Shenatan El Chapaim Lovrei Ritzono. Blessed is he who had patience, who held out for those who transgressed his will. Ra'a makom shenotnin mimenu afar. If he sees the place in Babylon that everyone takes dirt from there, and that's part of the destruction of Babylon, that what's left of it is dirt. Omer baruch omer ve'oseh gozeh umkayem. So then he says, blessed is the one who said and then performed, decreed and then fulfilled. God said Babylon would be destroyed, and here we see it's destroyed. Rava ki avachaze chamre deshakli afra tarif lu yada al gabayu. When Rava would see the mules carrying dirt, so he'd clap his hands and say, "Va'amar rehutu tzedik elemevad reuta deramaraychu." Rush, you righteous ones! You're fulfilling the will of your master. God decreed that Babylon would be a place of dirt, and when they come and they indicate that Babylon is again a place of dirt, so that's a fulfillment of the prophecy. Mar Rabbi de Ravina, Mar the teacher of Ravina, Kavemati le Bavel. When he'd come to Babylon, Aveshakil Afa Besudre, he would take some dirt in his garment, Veshadi le Bara, and he'd throw it out of Babylon, Le Kayema Shenema Vetetia Bematate Ashmed, a fulfillment of the prophecy that they will be swept in destruction, that even the dirt, so to speak, will be swept out of Babylon. Ravashi says, I never heard what Rav Amnuna said, that you have to make all five blessings when you get there, but on my own, when I got to Babylon, I made all five blessings. When Babylon was destroyed, even her neighbors suffered, because the verse says, all kinds of wild animals overtook the Babylonian territory, and then the neighbors all suffered because they were all living next to a jungle. Babylon became an area of desolation. But when Israel was destroyed, everyone benefited, even from our destruction. As the verse says, God says, Shomron will become one big vineyard. So the neighbors of Israel all benefited, that even though Israel was destroyed, the vegetation in Israel was beneficial to the neighbors. So even in our destruction, our neighbors benefited from us. Tov, we have one more minute. We'll do the next two lines. Tanu Rabbanan, Ahoy Batei Yisrael V'Yishuvan. If someone sees the houses of Israel reestablished, you travel and you see areas that were destroyed and you see new yeshuv. Omer, Baruch, Matziv, Gvul, Almana. Many people make this blessing whenever they come to a new yeshuv. Bechurbanan, if someone sees the houses of Israel in their destruction, Omer, then he makes the blessing, Baruch, Dayana, Emet. Blessed is the one whose justice is true. Batei Avodat Kochavim b'yishuvan, if he sees pagan houses settling in the land of Israel, Omer, he says, Bet Geim Yisach Hashem. May God humble the houses of those that are proud. Bechurbanan, if he sees them in their destruction, Omer, then he makes the blessing, Kel Nekamot Hashem, Kel Nekamot Ophia. May the God of vengeance appear.